Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
All right, that is Burna Boy on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A very good morning to you if you just tune in right now. Time is exactly 7:18 and it is Bank of Namibia time on Fresh Breakfast with myself, Shaquan. Beautiful Friday, but it's also important that we have this really important conversations, and I think I'm overdoing it with the word important, but it's very important, my dear. We need to talk about these things, all right? So we are going to be having a conversation, as I promised a little bit earlier on, with the Kavembire Vemburuka. How are you doing today?
A very good morning to you, Auntie Shaquan, and yeah. A very good morning to all the listeners.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. I know it's a little bit early, but I truly, truly appreciate you for agreeing for this or for this conversation.
No, thank you for having me.
All right, fantastic. So in case you don't know the Kavembire Vemburuka, and I'm not exaggerating because he really is that Kavembire Vemburuka. Now, he's the Director of Strategic Communications and International Relations at the Bank of Namibia. Now, Kavembire, something exciting happened a few nights ago with the Bank of Namibia, right? How long did it take for that process to actually come to life?
Well, tell you what, I mean, it was a historical moment because not only were we launching our new money, but at the same time, we were also celebrating 35 years of the existence of the institution.
Major.
So it was a double whammy for us. But to your point about the money issue, the process of printing and minting our banknotes and our coins, it's an involved and complicated and intricate process. But it involves a lot of stakeholders. So the Bank of Namibia just does not wake up and say, no, we want to print money. There's specific provisions that are put in the law in terms of the approval process, the governance process. But also typically central banks do that every 6 to 7 years. They typically print or upgrade their currency. And upgrading a currency means either you are freshening it up or you are adding new features, or you are just making the security features more intricate, meaning that you are making the security features more prominent, or you are enhancing them in some type of a way. So that's all an upgrade means. Now, some of the people are asking us, yeah, but you are wasting money.
I saw that.
And I really need to explain this in layman's terms. Like artificial intelligence, with technology at the fingertips of every Namibian right now, you don't want a situation where somebody has the technology in their backyard where they can print money, fake money that is, or counterfeit money, put it into circulation, and then the Namibians start losing trust in the money that
in
we have
money.
Right now.
Yes.
I mean, if I leave a $200 Namibian in your studio right now, what's the immediate thing you're going to do with it? You won't just leave it and throw it in the dustbin.
Oh, absolutely not.
Probably look for who's the owner, or if it was some person, they would put it in their purse and walk away and pretend nobody saw them.
I know what you mean.
It's because there is value in that $200 Namibian.
So
we want to maintain that value, we want to maintain that trust, and therefore we need to make sure that our currency has the integrity that is required.
And you know, the one thing that has also that has been on my mind since, you know, the unveiling actually took place is, what inspired, or what is the story behind every coin? All right, so I'm looking at the 10 cents right now, right, and it looks like it's a Mahangu, and then the 20 cents has a completely different look and feel, and we didn't have a 20 cents before, right?
Yeah,
so can you maybe just break it down for us, what's the inspiration behind each coin, though, please?
Yeah, I will try and do that in the next 2 minutes, or less than that.
Okay, you have all our attention, Kavembire, go ahead.
Or less than that.
Okay.
So we have this situation where we don't have a 20 cent in our circulation, and that probably exerts a lot of pressure on the 10 cents. That means when the retailers, when the meme is selling kapana, when all of us are taking taxi or whatever, where a change is required, it means that we need to keep a lot of 10 cents or 5 cents in particular. But the 5 cents, as we know, they are really not that much in circulation because Namibians hoard them. You know, they keep them because it's the lowest denomination. So the $10 was really under pressure as a result. So we needed to a denomination between the 10 and the 50 cent to so that you have a coin that people can start using and they can start transacting with, especially when they are when they have to give a customer change, for instance. So that's why the 20 cent has been brought into
circulation.
For the very first time, as I'm pointing out. Now, our coin series, the last time that we reviewed it was in the year 1993.
Sure.
So, Kwan, you were not even, let's not even think about ages here. I don't think you
I was 3 years old, my dear.
Oh, okay. So now you can confess your true age. I thought women keep that sort of detail.
Not me.
So, I mean, if you were three and I was in my early teens, I mean, just imagine how many years ago that is. That is 32 years ago. We have not looked at the composition of our coins. And the alloys, the material that we mint our coins is becoming very expensive nowadays. And so there's something called negative sinnerage. It means, just simply means, the economists, you know, they have fancy words for some of the things.
Mm-mm.
It just basically means that the amount at which we mint it, for instance, the $1, if we mint it, we shouldn't be minting it at a $1. If we are minting it at a $1, we are breaking even. Right? Because
yes.
The face value of the dollar is a dollar and you are minting it at a $1. But we mint it at less that amount of the face value of the coin so that we can generate something called positive sinnerage. That's just the difference between the minting cost and the face value of that coin. And that's how central banks make money. If you did not know, now you know.
Now we know. Yes.
So you can't now be producing a $5 at $5.10 off, or $7, for instance. So most of our coins, because the alloys on which they were printed in 1993, they were cheap at that time. They become very expensive over the years.
Over time, yes.
You can't even talk about the Russia-Ukraine conflict. You know, some of these things, they happen very far away, remote from us, but they affect metal prices. And those are the metal prices that we use to mint our coins. So we then were very innovative and thought, what is the global practice? The global practice right now is that central banks, most of them, are going for materials that are durable, that are safe from being counterfeited, because that's a big issue that you need to look at, but also that are cost-effective to mint. So one of the things that you'll be seeing is that the sizes and will be very different as a result, because we're using other material. And other cost-effective material. So that's something to just keep in mind.
Just
when you feel them, the feel will be a bit different at the beginning, but we are doing it for good reason.
Yes.
And we are doing it because we are responsible in public institution. One day, if we start minting these things at exorbitant fees and production costs, you'll be the same people that will be telling, Bank of Namibia, no, you are not being a responsible entity. You know it costs you this much to mint a $5, but you are still minting the $10, and now you are begging. Because after all, we are custodians of public money, and therefore we need to be responsible with it. So that's the top thing.
Yes.
Let me come to your question.
Yeah, the intricacies behind it all. But that was very informative, by the way. Thank you for that. But yeah, so coming to the look and feel of the coins, let's break it down.
Now let's look at the look and feel.
Yes.
Now we thought, our money always had our fauna and flora, because obviously it's important, our wildlife, our wide open spaces. It's what brings tourists in. It's what makes Namibia stand tall amongst the nations of the world. However, we know that our fauna and flora is depicted on our coins, but also our banknotes since 1993. So we thought this time around, look, let's look at other sectors within the economy that also contribute as much as or more than tourism and the fauna and flora, our wildlife, as we've always depicted them. And so then that's the idea when we said, let's look at our top five sectors, and that's agriculture, that's mining, that's, again, tourism. That's retail, and the fifth one that I'm not getting.
The fifth one, I think, I see it's the one on the $5, the diamond, right?
Yes, the mining sector.
The mining sector. Yes.
And the five reasons for that is very quickly. Mining, again, our president is talking about we are a naturally richly endowed country, mineral resource country.
Mm-hmm.
However, this, and it's contributing to our GDP. it's contributing to our foreign exchange earnings into the country, or our foreign earnings into the country. Beautiful. However, the challenge that we have is capital intensive. It does not recruit a lot of Namibians. And our president has a vision now to beneficiate our minerals, to add value to our minerals. And so we then said, this is a perfect moment to depict this, but also at the same time, align to the president's vision of saying, let's add value to our minerals.
Mm.
And so the diamond beneficiation, the polishing that is happening in the country, it's creating jobs, meaningful jobs. And that should be replicated to all of the other minerals as far as economically feasible.
Mm.
And I want to emphasize that point, as far as
economically
feasible.
Yes.
Right? And that's why, for instance, we have set up a task force to look at nuclear energy. How can we tap that? How can we exploit that particular resource? Let me move on quickly. Retail.
Mm.
We know, I grew up, I was raised by a domestic worker. We used to wake up at 5 o'clock, go to the bus stop at Vanaheda, and you see the bustle of activities, meme selling fat cook, this and the other person selling this. And so you see how retail sector is so important at that micro level.
Mm.
It sustains our livelihoods, our taxi drivers. I mean, it sustains our livelihoods. Our entrepreneurs thrive because of the retail sector. But most importantly, when the economy is doing well, consumption goes up. And what does Hekwan do when consumption goes up? You receive a little bit of salary increase.
Do I really? It's been a conversation for another platform.
And what would you do? You will go to a retailer.
That's true.
Buy the latest gadget.
You
will hear about that watch now. These watches are important.
Yes.
These fancy watches that everybody is buying, an Apple Watch, you know, what does that do? When that consumption goes up, it creates jobs, because now in the retail sector or wholesale sector, they will need to recruit more Namibians. So it's a sector that is also a very dominant sector within our economy, where we employ a lot and lots of Namibians. Going to agriculture, our livelihoods, we sustain it.
Yes.
Some of us are weekend farmers, but more than that, it's the very sector that employs a lot of Namibians.
Absolutely.
More than any other sector.
Mm.
It may, in terms of GDP, not contribute that much compared to mining. However, if agriculture is not doing well, and we saw how, for instance, when we had a couple of years of droughts,
The impact, yes.
Mm. So it is felt right through, whether it's in water, whether, you know, consumption, water generation and other sub-sectors of the economy, you immediately feel it.
Yeah.
However, we also divert resources that should be going to important things. Now we divert it to things like drought relief programs. So if we can get food security right in this nation, and our president has spoken about it, we're just too few to be poor. I want to extend that by saying we are just too few to also be hungry.
Yeah.
And therefore, we need to secure food security. We import about 60% of what we consume in terms of what we eat.
Mm.
And so that is something that we need to start changing, because it affects our foreign foreign reserves.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
We need to import.
Yeah, yeah.
Then,
so, Kadembile, I'm very sorry to cut you off right now. It's just we're running out of time right now. Oh, no, it's fine. You know why? Because on the WhatsApp line I'm watching right now, that a lot of people are saying, we have Mel who texted in saying that Kadembile really is educating us this morning. He's so articulated. I told you when I started the conversation that it's the Kadembile. So, Kadembile, I just have one question before I let you go, because I know you're also very, very busy. So when I'm looking at
under 30 seconds this time.
Okay. So I'm looking at the $1 coin, right?
Mm.
Why does it look like it's a woman giving a man money?
Oh, yeah.
I
love Namibians. We interpret this
things completely differently. Yes.
Somebody was even saying, but there is a dollar inside the dollar.
Yes.
So if you do your arithmetic, and if you were in, if you didn't skip arithmetic class, it means it's a $2.
It's a $2.
We love Namibians, eh? And I think that's the spirit of us as a nation. We are confident about what is ours.
Mm.
And our currency is our national identity.
Come on.
It's our symbol to the world.
Mm.
Every time when a tourist lands at Hotel Kutako, they will ask for two things. They'll ask for airtime.
And currency.
and they will ask for currency. It's so important, and I love the fact that this conversation is generating a lot of interest, and we welcome all manner of views. We might not agree with all views, but some of them.
But you're also here to educate them.
Consideration for the next upgrade, and I'm open to that because we are a central bank that also listens.
Fantastic.
And so right now, for instance, we, because of as part of our 35th anniversary, we are running an art competition where we have asked Namibian artists to send to us some of their innovative art pieces and thinking around how they can use shredded material. And these are shredded banknotes. By the way, the Bank of Namibia is the only entity that is allowed to bring life to currency, but also to kill it. We are the only one. So we shred banknotes when they are no longer in use.
In use,
and
yes.
So now we are giving this material back to our artists to say, make, you know, something innovative.
Innovative about it, yeah.
Out of this shredded banknotes.
Wow.
And we'll be launching that in a month's time. And we would want to see what are these ideas that we can conceive as Namibians and give birth to that are different from the thinking that the central bank has. Around our currency, because all of us will never see eye to eye, but we think and we believe that we have a currency that meets all of the objectives that we have set for ourselves. It will be something that will be durable, but it's also something that we can hold in our pockets, in our purses, with much love.
With much love. Yeah, absolutely. Kavembire Thembuluka, thank you so much for your time this morning. Thank you for that insightful session. Truly, truly appreciate it. I know that a lot of our Fresh FM listeners have learned something this morning, and we will be calling you very soon if more questions do arise.
It's always a pleasure, Andisha Kwan.
Thank you so much.
All right, okay, bye. Have a good one.
All righty, you too, bye-bye. All right, that is the voice of Kathembire Thembuluka. That was insightful, wasn't it? And if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to forward that to our WhatsApp line, 083-000-1029. And Nyati, I am not a born free. Thank you.
You can't shade the...
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.